Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Hello.
Morena, how are you, Zoe?
I'm well, how are you? How are you?
The clap good. Is so reassuring.
I know,
it's really nice. It really pumps me up.
You're doing
segment.
Well.
Thanks.
You've brought the sun as well. You made the sun come out when you came in. Brief window, but we'll claim it while it's here.
Claim it.
Hey, what's happening this weekend? What's happening in the theatre world?
Well, speaking of the sun, there's a play called Heat on at Basement.
Oh, nice.
Which, contrary to its name, is set in 1999 Antarctica.
Okay.
What?
And, yeah, it sounds amazing.
That's wild.
It's a married couple. It's about a married couple, and they're both Antarctic researchers. One is researching a colony of penguins, and another is researching ozone depletion.
Okay.
And basically, it's about their relationship and how that harsh environment really exacerbates the problems that have potentially not been worked through.
Right.
But it's a
problems.
Kiwi play.
Oh,
I
cool.
Think it, I think it premiered at BATS in 2008.
I
could be wrong about that, though. But it's a cast of three, one of which is a penguin.
A real
wow.
penguin?
No. I wish. A human.
Sorry. I'm tired, okay?
Well, I was going to say, though, I think I've seen online somewhere it's a person in body paint.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Amazing.
So there is a warning of nudity and mature themes.
Penguin nudity.
Penguin nudes.
Be prepared for nudity.
Penguin nudes.
But it's very surreal and very emotional, and I've heard that the set is so cool.
Nice.
And it's on at Basement at 8 p.m. today and tomorrow. Closes tomorrow, so get in there.
Cheapy.
$25.
Yeah,
that's all good.
$25 dues
to support some local writing, local talent.
Local writing, local talent.
Your local theatre. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but it sounds pretty amazing.
So it's called Heat, is that right? Cool.
Heat at Basement.
For fans of penguin nudes.
Penguin nudes?
What? I feel like this is... What?
We've slipped down a slope here. Yeah. What's the next one?
Much like the penguins.
Wow.
Anywho, next up on the agenda, Things I Know to Be True. Which is an Australian play, but very recent. It was written in 2016, and it's on this weekend until the 15th of June at 8 p.m. at the Stables Theatre in Ellerslie.
Ah, cool. And that's not a theatre I'm very familiar with.
No, neither. But there it is.
Also, I lied about the weather.
The
it's just started raining.
I know when you said that, I sort of looked behind. I was like, is that sunny?
I said a brief window. We're going to claim them when they come. Sorry, back to Ellerslie.
That's all right, back to Ellerslie. And this is a family drama.
Okay.
So it's a very naturalist play, unlike Heat, which, from what I gather, is very surreal.
Right.
This is about a family and their struggles, and it's set in Adelaide, Australia, not in the best area of town, and it's about escaping family, then coming back to family, and all
family.
Of, and family.
And
family,
lots of family. I like that. Family dramas.
So you could go with your family.
You could go with your
sit
family.
Sit in on the awkward, relatable content.
And then unpack all of your own family dramas afterwards.
Perfect.
Fantastic. So that's called Things I Know to Be True.
Yes.
Fabulous. And it's on in Ellerslie.
And that's $25?
Tis.
Yeah.
Look at
Tis.
That. Look at
$23 for a student.
Fantastic.
At 8 p.m. And it's on until the 15th of June, so you've got quite a lot of time.
Cool, nice.
To go catch that one.
What else is happening?
Last but not least, Barber of Seville.
Ooh.
Bear with me.
Ooh.
It's an opera.
Ooh.
But this is an opera that has featured so heavily in pop culture. It's really ingrained itself.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you might be aware of the Simpsons episode Homer of Seville.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
He slips in.
Where most of my cultural references come from.
Same.
The Simpsons.
Yeah, Homer slips and falls on his back and realizes he can sing.
Nice.
That's not the play, but it's about tricksters. There's a rich Spaniard who's a count. He falls in love with this woman, Rosina, and then the guy Figaro, a name that's quite familiar.
Yes.
Figaro. He was the count's servant, and so the count's like, you've got to help me, you've got to help
nice.
Me get Rosina. Naturally, he suggests that he dresses up as a drunken soldier.
Obviously.
We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is
a hang on. Classic.
Penguin nudes and drunken soldiers. Anywho.
All on 95 BFM Breakfast.
Yes. So this play, I mean, I've done the spiel of others being written kind of recently. This was premiered in 1816.
Wow-wee. This is a long time ago now. That
yep.
is a long, long time. That is almost, I'm trying to do the maths in my head, 200 years?
203.
You're much better than me. No one fact check us. No one put your calculators away. That is right, okay?
I like that. I like that you've bought up an opera.
Thanks. It is very expensive, though.
Okay.
So it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
But good luck. It's $117.50. I don't know why opera's so expensive.
Well, there's probably a lot of people. You got to pay for all the, I don't know, the musicians as well. The big venues too. Where
big
is it on?
Wigs. This is at ASB Theatre.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, big
there
wigs. Those wigs must be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They're very impressive wigs. But if you can afford to go and you're a fan of the opera, this sounds like a good one.
Yes, and this is on Thursdays and Sundays, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So, I think it's on in Auckland for a couple of weeks. Thursdays and Sundays at ASB. Theatre.
Fantastic. Lovely. For fans of wigs. For
thank you very much, wigs. Zoe.
No worries.
Thank you very much, Zoe. Have a lovely weekend.
You guys too. Bye.
Bye.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.